Welcome back to Travel with Anita and Friends. Now today we celebrate love because it's Valentine's, and that's what we do. Chocolate is given for gifts to show our affection, and I would venture to say that there are very few Valentine's dinners that will not have wine as part of the menu. It's wine for two, because today I've enjoyed sharing the story of Ken and Akiko, who fell in love 35 years ago when the winds of Hurricane Gloria brought not only with it a change of plans, but also love. And not only did they find love with each other, but they also loved the same wine. And their winery and vineyards today is a true expression of how love encompasses so much more and makes life so much more wonderful to enjoy. Now, Kiko and Ken, their story has really inspired me. I want to go out to their winery and I want to meet them. I want to go out for a visit. So let's jump back in to my conversation and hear how we can also plan to go visit them, meet them at the Freeman Winery and check out their vineyards as well. So here's a continuation of my conversation with the Lovebirds. Well, thanks so much for staying with me again. I'm really enjoying hearing your love story and all about your winery and the wines that you produce. So I'm ready to come out, and I know the listeners are as well. So let's talk a little bit about some of the things that someone can do when they come out for a visit. Why don't we start with your winery? I know there are others there, but let's start with yours because I'm anxious to come and visit you all.
Well, we'd love to have you and your listeners out. So we're open by appointment. As I mentioned, we're just an hour from the Golden Gate Bridge. We're surrounded by redwood trees. It's a beautiful, beautiful experience. We have a cave, although we're tasting outside now under the redwood trees. And visitors come, you know, make an appointment, and we share five different wines with them. We do charge a $30 tasting fee, but if folks buy a couple bottles of wine, we waive the fee. And it's generally about an hour where you get to tour the facility and try two of our Chardonnays and three of our Pinot Noirs in a beautiful setting.
Now, do we need to make reservations or check things out on the website?
We do. You can either book online or you can call the winery. So we're by appointment only.
What's your website?
It's www.freemanwinery.com.
Oh, yeah, that's very easy for us to remember. But now you mentioned how the area, though, is the best for growing the grapes. So I know there are other wineries and things there. So what are some of the other things we can do when we come out for a visit?
Yeah, you can also fly directly into Santa Rosa Airport or just drive up. But we're surrounded by other, you know, handcrafted wineries. There's beautiful redwood groves. You can go to Armstrong State Park. You've got Bodega Bay and the coast where there's, you know, crab shacks and oysters down in Tamales Bay. This area is known for great cheese making because we've got, you know, beautiful dairies and happy cows out here. So it's really an artisan food and wine mecca with great restaurants in the area.
Yeah, and once everything opens up again, that'll be perfect for coming out for having some great meals and pairing it with your wine. So tell me a little bit then also too, before we wrap up, it's a little bit more about you guys. So who's the cook in the family?
Well, I enjoy barbecuing, but Akiko is a phenomenal cook.
Not that I love cooking, but I love eating more. So whatever I want to eat, I cook.
And your mother was
mother was a very good cook. She taught me how.
Well, that sounds great. I love some great barbecue, and I love Japanese food as well. So.
Well, we look forward to having you out and sharing a meal with you.
Well, that definitely sounds great to me. Now, there's some accommodations nearby your place, so we can plan to stay there when we come out.
We have several beautiful inns and hotels throughout the area. So, info at Freeman Winery. Send us a note. We can make recommendations, and it's a wonderful place to visit.
What about hiking and doing things like that? Any opportunities for hiking or?
Amazing, amazing hiking. There's we have a good, tremendous amount of open space out here in elevation and both through the redwood trees and climbs up to 2,000 feet overlooking the ocean. So it's really amazing outdoor activities. There's also the Russian River that you can, you know, float or go to the beach on the ocean or at the Russian River. So just a really fun area to enjoy the outdoors.
And kayaking, because I loved kayaks.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Great kayaking, both in Tamales Bay, out in the ocean, which is a little, and then on the Russian River, you can rent kayaks too.
Oh, it sounds like fun. Sounds like a very great vacation getaway, especially in these times where we're social distancing and we're trying to not be indoors and around too many crowds, that you really have a lot of open space to enjoy some outdoor activities and some great wine.
It's a mecca for all those things. So come on out and visit.
Absolutely. Now tell us that website again so we can contact you.
It's freemanwinery.com, F-R-E-E-M-A-N, winery.com.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your love story and sharing all of the great things that you guys are doing in the wine industry. And congratulations on all of your success with it all.
Thank you so much, Anita. And have a great Valentine's Day.
Yeah, happy Valentine's Day to you all, too. You have definitely inspired us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Now, are you ready to go? I know that I am. And what a warm welcome I think we'll have when we go and visit the Freeman Winery. So if you're wanting to plan a trip to the Sonoma area of California, which is, I'm sure, top of everyone's list, here are a few facts that I want to share with you as well. A few did-you-know things about California and their wine region. Number one, did you know that California is the fourth largest wine producer in the world, behind only Italy, Spain, and France? Yes, you heard me right. California is fourth in wine producing in the rural. That's pretty good. And California makes 81% of all of the U.S. wine, so that's really great for us as well. So definitely California is where you want to check out when you want to go and try some wine. And California also leads the world in sustainable wine growing. Did you know that? Which is actually celebrated in the month of April with what is called the Down to Earth Month. So that sounds like also a good time to go out there. Wineries throughout the Sonoma County and really the entire state offer a lot of special fun and educational activities for you to do. And this year, 2021, is a good time to go because it also marks the 10th anniversary of California's Down to Earth Month, where the wineries are really dialing it up this year with a lot of fun things to do. So definitely check that out. I think we could ask Ken and Akiko about that. I'm sure they're participating. And since the vast majority of California wines are made using practices that are friendly to the earth and the people upon it, it definitely adds a whole new meaning to drinking responsibly. We can think about it a little bit differently as we enjoy some of those wines. And here are a few other things, too, about Sonoma County. Did you know that wine grapes were first planted in Sonoma County in 1812. So they've been growing them there for quite a long time. If you're wondering about how can I social distance and also go and do wine tasting, many wineries offer outdoor activities from bounce ball and hiking to horseback riding, zip lining, all of those things that you can do outside. And you can also do some of your wine tasting outside as well. Several tour companies offer bike and sip tours, which sound like a lot of fun to me, throughout the whole county area. And there are more than 500 plus eateries that include Michelin star rated restaurants, so you can have some good food and some good wine. You can also find breweries, farms, farmers markets, all of those things in Sonoma County. So it's a great place to decide for a getaway with the family. Now, there are a couple of other popular attractions. I asked Ken and Akiko about doing things like kayaking, and they said, yes, you can. So definitely on the Russian River, you can do kayaking, swimming, paddling, hiking, all kinds of things. Hiking in the Sonoma Coastal State Park, the Armstrong Redwoods, all kinds of things that you can do. So it's a perfect way to get outside, away from the four walls where we've been sheltering in place, and get out and have some sunshine, some fun, and some great wine. Today's show has been brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses. You can check out their website at sapeloislandbirdhouses.com, where you'll find really cool accommodations for you to go to a very natural area that's very pristine. The beaches have a very low population on them. And what's also great about it is that you can just sit and watch the tide come and go on one of the porches at the house where, you can see the sunrise, the tides come and go, and just have a relaxing time. Check out their website at sapeloislandbirdhouses.com, where you can have an urban experience staying in one of their cottages, but you'll be in a natural setting. Follow me on social media at Anita and Friends on Instagram and on Twitter and on Facebook, Travel with Anita. There you'll find articles about travel, updates, and some of the things that I'm out and about doing. So thank you all for joining me today. It's definitely the season of love. But remember, I said celebrate love all year round. You know, it's never a bad time to say I love you to someone. Never a bad time. Let's celebrate love all the time. Now join me in 2 weeks for another interesting person featuring a fantastic, fabulous destination that we'll want to check out. Happy Valentine's Day. Bye-bye.